Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today is September 4th, Monday. Here are some top things to know ahead of market opening for this week. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on September 4th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 15 points. The market started the new month on a positive note as Sensex rallied 0.86% to 65,387 and Nifty was up 0.94% to 19,435 on September 1, but whether the momentum will sustain is still a big question. The Nifty formed a long bullish candlestick which resembled a bullish engulfing pattern on the daily chart, raising the possibility of more upside in the near term. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty is likely to take support at 19,306 followed by 19,258 and 19,180. In case of an upside, 19,461 can be key resistance followed by 19,509 and 19,586. Moving on to international markets, US markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose on Friday as traders wait the latest US job report to conclude a winning week. The 30-stock Dow ticked up 0.33% to close at 34,837. The S&P 500 added roughly 0.18% to finish the session at 4,515 and the Nasdaq Composite inched down 0.02% to end the day at 14,031. The major averages were up sharply earlier in the day. The Dow briefly traded more than 250 points higher, while the S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite climbed about 0.8% each before easing. The Dow and Nasdaq added 1.4% and about 3.3% for the week, respectively, notching their best performances since July. The S&P 500 gained 2.5% to register its best week since June. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets were mixed to start the week as investors looked to key data from Australia and China later in the week. The Reserve Bank of Australia will release its rates decision on Tuesday, while China is expected to release its trade balance for August on Thursday and its inflation rate next weekend. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 started the week up 0.37%, while the Japan's Nikkei 225 also climbed 0.12% and the TOPIX was up 0.16%. South Korea's KOSPI gained 0.21%, while the KOSDAQ was down 0.18%. Futures for the Hang Seng Index stood at 18,304, pointing to a weaker open compared to HSI's close of 18,382. Hong Kong's markets were closed on Friday as the city braced for Super Typhoon Saulo, which made the landfall over the weekend. Oil prices. Oil prices were set to snap a two-week losing streak as they rose for a fourth consecutive session on Friday due to tightening supply and expectations that OPEC Plus group of oil producers will extend output cuts to the end of the year. The US West Texas Intermediate crude was up 1% at $84.45 a barrel, while Brent crude was up 0.9% at $87.65 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate has risen over 5% during the week, while Brent has risen about 3%. Analysts expect Saudi Arabia to extend voluntary oil production cut of 1 million barrels a day into October, adding to the cut by the OPEC Plus allies. Dollar Index. The dollar index traded 0.01% lower in futures at 104.23, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹82.67. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth ₹487 crore, while domestic institutional investors purchased ₹2,294 crore worth of stocks on September 1st. Moving on to stocks in focus. Kotak Mahindra Bank. Uday Kotak resigned as the Managing Director and CEO of the private sector lender with effect from September 1st, 3 months ahead of schedule. He will now be Non-Executive Director. As an interim arrangement, Deepak Gupta, the Joint Managing Director, will carry out duties of MD and CEO until December 31st, subject to approval of RBI and the members of the bank. GMR Power and Urban Infra. Subsidiary GMR Smart Electricity Distribution has received letter of award from Purvanchal Vidyut Vitran Nigam to implement smart metering project in Purvanchal, Uttar Pradesh. The total contract value for Mirzapur zone is about 2,386 crore and for Varanasi and Azamgarh zone is about 2,736 crore. Hindalco Industries. The aluminium major has entered into a shareholders agreement and power purchase agreement with renewable energy company 7 Renewable Power for acquisition of 26% stake in SRPPL. The company intends to develop and operate captive power generation plant to supply 100 MW round-the-clock renewable energy to the smelter located in Odisha. Hero MotoCorp, the world's largest two-wheeler manufacturer, dispatched 4.89 lakh units in August, a 5.6% growth over 4.63 lakh units sold in the year-ago period. Domestic sales grew by 4.9% on-year to 4.73 lakh units, and exports jumped 32.87% to 15,770 units. Eicher Motors. Royal Enfield's total sales stood at 77,000 units, rising 11% over 70,000 bikes sold in year-ago period, beating analyst expectations. Exports increased by 13% to 8,190 units during the period. Biocon. Subsidiary Biocon Generics Inc. acquired Eva Pharma's oral dosage manufacturing facility in New Jersey on September 1st for $7.7 billion. The existing workforce of the facility will transition to Biocon Generics Inc. The facility has a potential for capacity expansion of up to 2 billion tablets or capsules a year. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Chandan Taparia, Head Technicals and Derivatives at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, shedding light on the technical setup for this week. Let's listen in to know more.
I hope you enjoyed the last week movement as Nifty recovered after the weakness of last 5 weeks. So now the focus is what is going to happen in this week. So the important part is, again, we respected two key moving averages that comes near to 50-day mark. In last 13 trading session, the index was consolidating in between 19,220 to 19,480-500 zone. And in last 2 days, we have tested the lower band and turning higher. Technically, it formed a bullish candle on the daily chart as well as on the weekly chart, which indicates some uptick in the market. So we believe that this formation, if manages to hold, then we can see some uptick in the market. So as of now, Nifty has to hold 19,300 to extend this move to us 19,560 to 19,650 level. Now, if I talk about India VIX, the volatility index fell by around 6%. And in the last week, it was down by around 6%, corrected from 12 to 11.3. So decline in the volatility with surge in the market indicate that again bulls are getting some comfort. If I look at the Bank Nifty index, Bank Nifty also witnessed some recovery, but comparatively it was hovering near to its 50-day exponential moving average. Bank Nifty respected the key support near to 43,850 zone and managed to move higher. Now it has to hold above 44,444 with support of 44,200 zone to witness the bounce towards 45,000. So till it holds this 44,444, one can go with bullish bias. Looking at the derivatives data setup, we have seen some put writing activity at 19,200, 19,100 strike, and surge in put call ratio also indicating some more up move could be there in the market. Now looking at the stock wise, we have seen good activities in the rollover side because just expiry ended. So Nifty rollover was in line near to 76-77%. Stock-wise, we have seen better rollover in couple of counters. So if I talk about the stocks, power stocks have seen built-up of long positions. So Tata Power is one counter where we have noticed built-up of long position with put writing activity. So it has support near to 250 for upside move towards 262 to 267. One can also look at the auto counter. Nifty auto index has been moving well. And stock like TVS Motor, Bharat Forge, M&M has seen built up of long positions. So momentum could continue here. So we believe the with the way market has taken support, there's some more momentum could be there in Nifty, Bank Nifty, and selective auto, metal, IT, and mid-cap, small-cap counter in the market.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time tomorrow.